Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
What's poppin', congregation? Welcome back to another installment of Scam Goddess. I'm your host, Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess, and I'm so what? Yes, I'm excited, and I am really excited. If you guys have been scammed into getting Stitcher Premium, then you are very much going to recognize this velvety, smooth, black goddess voice, okay? So, guys, Confessions co-host, one of my best friends, super hilarious comedian and writer. We have Priscilla Davies back on the pod, back by popular demand.
It's true.
Literal demands. Y'all are so rude.
It's very true. I get them too. I'm like, I'm not in control of this.
The congregation, I've given them too much power because now they have demands and I've acquiesced one too many times. So now they're like, no, run us our shit, bitch. Like, if I don't post these photos on time, they're like, where are the photos? Where is the video of Action Park, sis? I'm like, oh, Google's right there. They're like, but you said you're gonna put it on Instagram now.
Okay. That's not my job.
That's your job that I listen to for free. Give me my things. I'm not mad at it. I love the congregation. Wait, so Priscilla, we talk about scams all the time. You were actually with me during the Pablo scam that I talked about last week.
I saw the post on IG, and I love how every comment was like, oh, when you said he was sweaty, you really meant he was sweaty. I was like, yes.
Why would I be fixated on that? They were like, no, we just thought light perspiration. They're like, oh no, this nigga's wet. I was like, I told y'all.
Drenched.
If you haven't listened to the Chris Gethard episode where we're talking about fake podcast scammers and stuff, like, give it a listen just for the Pablo in the beginning, because Pablo is an excellent scammer who scammed me. He's on water. He's in a mobile dinghy boat on water. I should have known that he was a fucking scammer. How did I miss it? He was too mobile. That's like being on a moped. We've talked about this.
This fool was working 18 yachts at once with his little dinghy, okay? Just shooting back and forth while on the cell phone as well. Like, you're not supposed to be on the phone while you're driving a dinghy.
Okay? He was on the phone. And he looked real, like, real like stressed.
Because he knew he was 85 minutes late, okay, for all 18 of his meetings that day. Like, why did you organize 18 events in one day, Pablo?
Because it was the 4th of July, and Pablo was like, look, I got to get it in where I can fit it in.
And he sure did. Once he put that pirate cap on, I was like, oh, it's all making sense now. We got by a pirate.
A literal pirate.
Wow. On the high seas.
On the high seas.
Of Marina Del Rey.
Yo, that nigga Jack Sparrow does. Wow. You know, it actually should be illegal for black people to have any crime done to them on water. Like, that should just be maritime law. Like,
okay.
Enough. We've been through enough on water. Come on now.
Okay.
So, Priscilla, have you had any scammy situations since the last time we talked? How you feeling about scams? Other than being scammed with me.
I know, I was like, we were scammed together 7 days ago. let's see, have I been, oh yeah, you know what? You know, I went, camping this weekend, right?
Yes, it looks cute.
Yeah, it looked cute, but a bitch got scammed by the weather, honey. It was 113 goddamn degrees.
What?
And yes, like it
That's
was
too many degrees.
It was too many. It was too many. I was like, I stop at two digits. And
right.
And you know, it was wild. We get there and like literally almost died as we were setting up our camp because we should not have been doing that at all. Like we had to take shifts, like sitting in the car with AC and like going out and like opening one tent and then going back. It was so bad. But outside of that, like we had a, when we were able to cool down and get up in the water and stuff and do our little rafting trip, we had, it was a fantastic time. But I'm not gonna lie, that weather scammed the fuck out of me. I really thought I was gonna be there like enjoying nature and just letting the breeze hit me and all my body parts. But no.
Now wait, how hot. Did you get to cool down if the sun had said no? Like I don't what do you mean you got to cool down?
We were walking distance from the river. So like I mean this was some real Negro shit, okay? Like we had to go down to the river. Well, Negroes don't go to the river.
No more. We have indoors. Like we just.
Well, I mean, like, okay.
I figured you would be glamping or like you know.
Yeah,
an
and
RV.
That's also how I got scammed because originally the trip was supposed to be was pitched as a glamping trip, mm-hmm. And then like after everybody agreed, it was like, oh, just kidding. That site is occupied, so we're just gonna do regular old camping, and you know I was down for it. I just didn't think it was going to be that hot. And I figured we're going to be by a river. We're going to be in like a wooded area. Baby, our shit was just out in the sun. That's it. Like it was so bad. But we went down to the river to cool off. And once that happened, you know, we just walked around soaking wet and it was good. And then the sun went down and it was still fucking hot. But we made it work.
What area is this? So I know not to go there.
We were in Kern County, Sequoia National Park, the Kern River, which I guess is like really well-known little, I don't know, like
yeah, that's
nature
a cute,
spot.
That's a cute moment. Y'all did go mid-July, so.
And it's like, why wasn't I thinking? You know, it's like, this is my first time camping, so I wouldn't have, you know, I deferred to who I thought were experts, who then, as we were on the trip, were like, oh, y'all know we're not experts, right?
That's a scam. I'm sorry. Don't take me out into nobody's woods if you are not goddamn Bear Grylls, okay? Don't take me out into these woods if you out here. We go learn together. You on YouTube figuring out how to put the tent up. No.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, like, I also got scammed by my tent that I bought on Amazon because it's currently in my trunk, still not quite folded properly because we all just gave up and we're like, it's too hot. We're going to die and we have to get home.
That's not Amazon's fault.
I mean,
and you know, I don't ever want to defend old Cubal Bezos, but I don't know if he had anything to do with that.
I mean, that's true. That's fair.
Every time I see Jeff Bezos' head, I just want to play pool.
I just want to like punch the shit out of it, but like from the back, you know? Hear that like that clap sound on that bald ass head.
Oh my God. So guys, let's get into our first segment. What's hot and fraud? That's where we warn our listeners about popping scams that are in the zeitgeist. Or more often than not, we get a letter from you where you can snitch on your friends and family and even yourself. Just make sure your scam is retired because we don't want to what? Fuck up your bag. Amen.
Amen.
Today's letter, I need a name, Priscilla. Gender doesn't matter.
Let's call them Odysseus.
Odysseus. Wow. Okay. We're going back to the Odyssey. Okay. Okay. Oh, brother, we're out down. So Odysseus says, I thought you should know about this scam if you don't already. They almost just got me. Odysseus, you sound black when you say things like, they almost just got me. That's such a...
They almost just got me.
That's such a... You know when black people see other people running and then they start running too?
Yep.
and then when y'all all slow down and breathe, you be like, oh, damn, they almost got us. You be like, who is they? Why were we running? Who are they and how did they almost get us?
I don't care. I just know I'm safe.
I know that they almost did, though. Okay, I almost wasn't safe. Okay, so they almost just got me. All right, Odysseus. In the past week, I've done a ton of online shopping, so the below text message was totally believable, even though UPS always leaves my packages at the door. So it's a screen, it's a text message that says from, and then it's like got 7900-USPS or UPS rather. Then it says message 343. They put a bunch of extra shit to make it look like it was automated. Mm. Then it says, we tried to deliver your parcel today. Come on, parcel.
That's a good word. I'd believe
right?
it.
Right? I'm on board now. But you weren't in or there was no safe place to leave it.
How was that written? You weren't in slash or there, or there, it's just in space.
New it word. Says, but you weren't in or there was no safe place to leave it. So you weren't in or there was no safe place to leave it.
That don't sound accurate.
That don't sound accurate. That don't sound like that. See, you had me at parcel.
I'm really mad. I'm so mad that I've already had so many emotional roller coasters here. Like, I was on board with parcel, and now y'all talking crazy with in or and about and maybe. Come on now.
Like, that's not right. How it would just be like the delivery. I think they say it was not deliverable, or like the courier could not contact so and so. It's like something very simple to be like, you are home. And even if you were home, they're not like discounting to be like, you weren't there, or we couldn't find you. Like, what?
They're not giving you all that extra work. They're like, yeah. Yo ass wasn't here, so we left.
Right. Because it also says, or there was no safe place to leave it. It's like, that's not, there's a lot of, you start explaining and explaining.
How many times on Confessions have we brought this up? When people start over explaining, you got to know that they talking nonsense. It's like they're overly courteous in this. Like, we thought maybe you might have been in the shower or like.
Yeah, we heard the stove was on and we was actually going to tell you where, you know, you don't want no gas leak, but we didn't want to leave a package because maybe the stove was explode. You okay. know what I'm saying?
Because you know how PSE and G be acting. Anyway, what I was saying was UPSS, wherever I come from.
Right. It's doing too much. It's giving a lot that didn't ask to be gave, you know?
Oh, God. I almost choked.
So Odysseus says, I clicked on the link. And it led me to a site that was so believable in all caps. Even for a seasoned scam detector, the link protect-ups.com looks legit. And they fully designed a UPS site. I later realized none of the links worked. It was just a PDF. I clicked schedule new delivery and it took me to a page where I was supposed to enter my credit card info saying future delivery attempts would cost $2.50. That felt pretty sketch to me. So I went back to the previous page and saw that my package was being held at Unit 9 Rosemart Business Park. Google says that's in Dublin, Ireland. I'm in St. Louis, Missouri. Ha! That's when I knew for sure. You should have known that they wanted your credit card info and it was going to take $2.50 because that's not a thing.
And that's never been a thing.
And if you miss your USPS package or UPS package, you got to go down there and fight with the man at the counter.
Period. And honestly, that's after they've done at least two or three attempts to deliver it. Like, I'm going to check, like, re-deliver when I get that little sticky on my door, you know?
I don't. Because if they do the attempt thing the first time, I know they're not about that life. And they probably just stuck that sticker up there and left. Didn't even do no attempt. So.
Oh, I've done that where I will be like, yes, redeliver. And they do redeliver and I've gotten it. But there are times where, yeah, I have had to go and fight with the people at the desk.
Yeah, no. I'm all about, like, if I see a sign, I'm just going to drive there and get it myself. Because sometimes they'll be like, you weren't home. And I'm like, I was sitting at home all day. Y'all didn't knock. Oh, call. And you know, can't nobody run. You know, when you retire from the Olympics, you start working UPS or FedEx because you have the speed of light on your hands. You know what I mean? Like Usain Bolt will deliver packages when he retires from the Olympics.
I don't think they expect you to run the packages there.
They do. Because have you ever opened a door and saw a FedEx man or a UPS man?
No. I've just seen smoke. Literally.
Ding dong, whoosh,
gone. And that's if I get a ding dong, because that, like what you said, like they don't knock sometimes. Like that always kills me. It's like if you deliver something, just knock. Just knock.
I feel like even when you do get a knock, it's not a real knock. I feel like they drop in a package and then throwing a rock at your door as they like speed away.
A pebble. It's a pebble. and all it's for me, it's like either they don't knock or they knock like the police. And I'm like scared shitless.
Right. Please don't knock like the police on my door. That's very stressful for Black people. I will say the only time I saw a UPS man track down was when this neighborhood of people during the pandemic were like, we want to thank our local UPS guy because he's been working his ass off bringing these damn packages over here. So they had to wait outside for a long time with their gifts, just waiting. Trying to... And they're like in the bushes, like, there he is, go go go.
Throw the presents at him.
Throw the presents at him and run. He'll know what to do.
He knows how to handle packages.
Oh Lord. But okay, I will say this fake UPS, I keep saying wanting to say USPS, but the site looks pretty legit.
Oh damn, that does look fucking legit,
right? Like, that's what I was saying. I was like, okay, I get it. Now, with all these failed delivery attempts, I'm like, now, that don't look legit to me. Like, how many times have they tried to deliver this to you?
They were like, we tried 96 times, and at 97 is when we cut it off.
That's when we send it back.
That's when we start charging $2 every time.
It says, anyway, protect yourself and others from the scam. It's scary that they have my cell number and text out of the blue. Oh, love you, Lacey. Thank you, Odysseus. I will say that, like, we talked about this many times, and I'm not afraid to reiterate it. Don't click on links that are sent to you by people you do not know. And even if you do know them, send them a text first and be like, what is this link? And make sure that they respond and say what it is. Because I've had situations where people did text me a link, but I responded to them like, did you mean to text me this link? And they're like, oh, yeah, I did. Versus like sometimes people can have their information stolen if they clicked on a bad link. You know, when you get emails, like a lot of people fake email addresses to act like they're legitimate businesses, like this UPS site that's a fucking, PDF. So it's like these people do this all the time. Don't just click on links all willy-nilly.
Yeah. Like, and honestly, the clicking of the link can set you up for some more bullshit because maybe you got that because your homie clicked on the link, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just, so yeah, I always am very cautious. Like, you know, whenever I get these like things from any company that were Amazon, Netflix, your Netflix account has been da 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 da, you got a da da da, you know? Once I see there's a link and it like, I'm like, nope. Rather than that, it's like, go to the actual, in this case, UPS site. If you were looking, waiting on a package, go to the actual UPS site and check, and you'll see the information. If this is a legit email, the information will be on the legit UPS site.
Yeah. And also, there was no tracking number in the text message. It was just a link to the site and then a bunch of like message, MSG free 70929, you know, automated shit. This a robot. That's what we saying.
I am a robot.
This thing is a full human being typing on the other side talking about, I can't recognize the traffic lights because I am a robot. So anyways, girl, click on this link.
Again, which one of these are palm trees? Anyway. Yo, honestly, I know it's so silly, but like proving I'm not a robot is one of the small joys of my life.
It pisses me off because why do I have to prove I'm not a robot to a robot? Bitch, you a robot. You a robot.
I like clicking on the pictures. I feel like I'm doing a puzzle. I don't know. It's just, it feels, I don't know. I enjoy it. I'm like, yes, I'm not a robot. Yes.
Like you accomplished something. Like
I feel like I do. And it's worse when like I accidentally like, I hate those like borderline pictures where it's like, I don't know. Is the handlebar of the bike in this one square? Does that constitute a full bike? To me, it's a lot and I love it.
Right. They're like, count the cars. I'm like, well, that's a big wheel. Is that a car? Because y'all say car. Y'all ain't say truck. Y'all ain't say automobile. What's going on? That's why I don't like it. Because I feel like I'm being gaslit. Like, you're a robot and you're trying to tell me to prove that I'm human. Like, what is this?
It's our future. That's what it is. Proving our humanness to robots. That's our future in this world.
I don't like that. I don't like that. It don't sit well with me, okay? But guys, we're going to take a break for some non-robot advertisements. We'll be right back with Historic Hoodwinks. Scams!
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children!
Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price. If you're a person with titties, bras are so uncomfortable and constricting. And now we finally have something that's changing, that Skims is changing, that Skims bras, they're worth the hype. They're amazing, the shape, the support that they give, but also they're, like I said, comfortable with you on your nipple. Okay. I love the Fits Everybody bra in Onyx, which is the black one. That's normally the clothes that I'm wearing and stuff. But I also really love the wireless form push-up plunge bra because sometimes you gotta give a little cleave, a little titty. Okay. You know what I mean? Make it cute. So shop Skims bras at skims.com. Now available in 62 sizes, 38 to 46. H plus get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop down menu that follows.
Cut!
And we are back. And it's time for my favorite segment of the show, Historic Hoodwinks. I'm so glad. Not you. This is where we will regale the listeners and Priscilla with a famous con or caper and get her opinions all throughout. And y'all can shout y'all's opinions at the radio as well, or at your iPods or whatever.
At the radio, I prefer that. Even if it's not actually connected to anything.
I hope that you're listening to this podcast on an old timey radio, how they used to have radio soap operas. And I want people to sit in their living room and listen to it on an old timey radio.
Yes, that's what we expect.
If you're not doing that, then you're not really here for me. And that hurts.
On the inside.
So, Historic Hoodwinks. For 3 years, Blade Air Mobility Inc., an aviation startup best known as the Uber of helicopters, was represented by Simon McLaurin as their spokesperson and director of communications. He sent out press releases, spoke to news outlets, and even wrote personal blogs. However, this June, it was discovered after his departure from the company that Simon McLaurin never actually existed.
What the fuck? Wait. So there's this company, which is the Uber of helicopters, is what you're telling me.
Which don't feel good. Uber's already so sus and so sketch. And helicopters are so dangerous. I don't know if I want.
Does Uber of helicopters mean any old motherfucker with a helicopter can just pick you up?
That's my concern. If the helicopter late, are they okay, your helicopter circling the block. Your helicopter actually got delayed on its last ride. What's the situation here?
I'm already concerned. But so this guy was the CEO, you said, or he was the head dog?
So he was representing the company as a spokesperson and director of communications. So he was sending out emails, press releases. He was speaking to the news outlets. He had a personal blog talking about Uber Air.
When he's speaking to the news outlets, that's all what, in written form? He's not on camera anymore.
Had to be. And you can do a lot of phone calls that end up being turned into literal articles, and then you send pictures to go along with them. So it could be that situation, but it's Simon was out here doing these damn press conferences talking about, when you see a Uber car in the water, it's bizarre, but our helicopters really do be in the water sometimes. We have to Just hold on. Be patient. The helicopter will pull up, okay? The helicopter will wait for 5 minutes before you will be charged.
Just 5 minutes. Even though it takes 18 minutes to ground this bitch. But
we will only wait for five.
We're only waiting for five. Because liftoff takes 8 seconds, bitch.
So about Blade. Blade Urban Air Mobility, Inc. is an urban air mobility platform based in New York City. Well, that makes sense because, like, you can fly helicopters in L.A. and people do it to get places faster. But I feel like helipads and stuff like that is very New York.
Very much so. But L.A. be doing that because, you know, we have ghetto birds in the sky all the time. Out here.
Yeah. Why do our police have so many helicopters? Girl, just feels excessive. Feels like y'all just want them for no reason.
It's beyond excessive. When they talk about the militarization of police, this is what we're fucking talking about. Like, why do our police have all these goddamn helicopters? Like,
and I feel like they don't even be up there looking for people half the time. They just be flying them so that people know that they're getting good use.
Basically.
They're like, come on, y'all, we gotta go put some miles on this helicopter. Let's go to the hood and flash lights at black people.
Okay. They want to make sure they get their that money back.
Right, in their budget. They're
in,
like,
their budget, exactly.
If we don't use it, we lose it. So y'all get in the helicopter.
Like, literally just to get from Santa Monica.
I heard somebody selling bootleg purses on Venice Beach.
Okay.
Let's get in the helicopter and
that's exactly the type of shit they use helicopters for. Yes, it's also for, like, murderers on the loose. Okay, that too. But it's also for other bullshit around here. LAPD, we're watching you.
Right. That was like, look, I heard downtown somebody selling fake Kylie lip kits. Let's get an helicopter.
Okay. Kylie has, like, a fucking contract with LAPD. Get them everywhere you find them.
Get in the helicopter right now before I have Kris Jenner call back.
Okay.
So much like other rideshare apps, it allows users to book seats on scheduled flights throughout the Northeast and West Coast of the United States. It also allows users to arrange private charter flights. Launched in 2014, it went public this May at a valuation of more than $800 million. They previously partnered with Uber to provide flights between LA and the Coachella Festival. Crowdsourced flights for the Hamptons. Ooh. Parents visiting their children on summer camps in New England, and even offered a crosstown shuttle for New Yorkers wanting to escape traffic when the Pope visited in 2015.
We could have used that when Obama used to come to town.
Yeah, because when he would come to town, boy, we jammed the traffic up.
Everybody would be so upset. You would go to, like, the store and they'd be like, did you hear Obama's in town? Oh, God.
Right. You'd be like, oh, we're never going to get home now.
That's it. We have to live here now. We have to live at the 7-Eleven.
Big facts. We love you, Obama, but whenever you come to town, you do be causing a lot of traffic, you know.
A lot.
Although these days, they might be more incognito.
Yeah, more low-key now.
So Simon McLaurin, the fake director of communications. For the past 3 years, Simon McLaurin served as the director of communications for Blade up until his departure in January. He had spoken to various media outlets, sent out press releases, and more or less functioned as the voice of the company. Simon had been quoted by the New York Times, the New York Post. Ooh, New York Times. Y'all usually fact check better than this. Mm-hmm. New York Post, we know y'all don't fact check.
Yeah, y'all is a mess.
Y'all are terrible. And then Curbed, The Washington Post, Fox Business, we don't expect them to tell the truth, CNN, and Insider. He even had a small internet presence, including a Blade email address, a Twitter account created in November, a Medium profile, which is a long-form publishing platform that blends amateur and professional blogging professionals.
I love Medium. Basically,
anybody can have a Medium article, you
know?
Yeah,
exactly.
And that's kind of cool because it kind of...
It
opens up journalism to people exactly. who don't have a platform. So if you get a good popping Medium article with some traction, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are a journalist, which is dope. So if you have a story to tell that's really good, you have a platform you can get it out on. Mm-hmm. But also Medium articles be a lot of shit because it's just yeah. anybody can write them. So the blog was intended to be a unique perspective on what it's like to be a diehard New Yorker in this day and age, but ended up being a bizarrely opinionated series of personal musings. A directly copied excerpt reads, I am old enough to remember when President's Day was called Washington's birthday. Contrary to Gen Z belief, the holiday's name wasn't changed to avoid celebrating the birthday of our first president due to his complex legacy of having 300 slaves working on his plantation at the time of his death. The holiday's name name change occurred so his birthday and President Lincoln's birthday, February 12th, could be celebrated as one without creating additional federal holidays. Unfortunately, now the Lincoln teeters on the brink of cancellation given his treatment of Native Americans during his term.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's I just wanted to get a helicopter downtown. That's all I wanted, sir.
Sir, I'm just trying to fly over Obama traffic. I didn't ask you about it. What you mean? I love how you brushed this off like, oh, yeah, because people was kind of mad that he had 300 slaves. That don't seem like something that's, I don't know.
Problematic.
Morally bankrupt. He kidnapped 300 black people and had them working for free in the hot sun. Okay, but he was a great president.
And no. He stole their teeth for his own teeth. Yes. His teeth weren't wooden. They were from his enslaved captives. Yes. But he's cool.
He's a nice guy, guys. Come on. He was our first president. Chill out. Wow. So look at this. And we have another blog post in front of us. Curious content. Okay, so one, the thing that's disturbing me is like, this is definitely what, like 2015? And I'm looking at a helicopter that looks like it's from 1960. And like the white woman and the man, they're in like 50s, 60s kind of get-ups and suits. Because, you know, the girls used to wear a suit on the plane. They used to give the girls fashion on the plane.
It's very Mad Men.
It's very Mad Men, which also tells me, like, this man is a racist. I mean, we already knew, like, when he was defending George Washington. I'm like, okay, so he had 300 slaves. And? It was still called Washington Birthday Turn Up for America. Like, what? So now we're looking at this, like, very much the good old days-ass photo that's like, those were the days.
Not to mention it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 men in this photo and one woman who clearly is probably the one that's doing all the labor.
Yeah, she's holding a piece of paper and it doesn't look like she's getting on the helicopter. It looks like they're like, oh, Jimmy, buddy, wrap it up with your secretary/lover and hop on this chopper. Like, what? This is bizarre. So let's see. It says on this blog post, due to circumstances, partially in parentheses, beyond our control, the start of the 2021 has been delayed. So this, okay. So again, 1950s helicopter photo. He's talking about 2021 has been delayed. It says the 60s really didn't end until Nixon resigned in 1972. What is with him and presidents? When then it seems like the soiling of an institution now feels like a graceful exit. Nixon's exit was not graceful. The nigga got caught doing crime. They deep throated him. What are you talking about?
This guy, okay.
This revisionist history is like, okay, so Nixon did a lot of crimes in office. Who hasn't? The 70s didn't really end until the Challenger space shuttle tragedy in 1982. That's not how years work. The 70s ended in 79.
Yeah.
What's she talking about?
I guess what he's trying, I'm going to see where he's going with this, but I think what he may be trying to say is like, you know how like one decade bleeds into the beginning of another decade?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, let's see where he goes.
That's happening with 2021 for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, it says the 80s didn't end until Bill Clinton became president in 1993. What does that mean? The 90s didn't end until well into March of 2000 when the stock market crash exposed what was under the hood of the web 1.0 internet bubble. It happened to pets.com. What?
Sock puppet.
It happened to be a pets.com sock puppet? What? What is this man talking about? I can't read no more of this craziness. He's making my head hurt. Simon, what is going on, honey?
Oh, wait. So this past week at the Capitol, while I can't be certain, so he's talking about the shit that went down at the Capitol. I'm pretty sure this is what rock bottom looks like. So I refuse to accept that 2021 has actually begun. At the very same time, New Yorkers are quietly heading down to Florida in droves to get vaccinated. Evidently, all it takes is to be a member of a Palm Beach country. Yo, this, I can't stand rambling ass shit.
What is the point?
I mean, again, I just need a helicopter to get me to my son's bar mitzvah, okay?
from point A to point B. Nobody asked about how the years work for you or the decades or what are you rambling about? That was all one post, y'all. Are you confused as we are, like, reading that? Like, that was confusing. I'm so sorry to do that to y'all. I don't know what Simon is on. Let's figure it out because this is how he got caught. In June, Business Insider attempted to reach Simon using a phone number published as his and previously used to reach him. However, this time, Chief of Staff Lee Gold answered the phone. He said that he scheduled for Simon. What? Which is why he answered the phone. He had met Simon in person, and that though Simon is no longer with the company, he still occasionally freelanced as a spokesperson. I ain't never worked at a company where they were like, okay, you have to leave, but you can keep representing us publicly. What?
I'm still... What is happening? I feel like I just got slipped into the Twilight Zone. I'm so confused here.
So if you guys are confused, FYI, Business Insider called Chief of Staff Lee Gold and they say, yo, this was Simon's number. Where's Simon at? We would like to chit and chat with him. Okay. We want to talk about these weird ass blog posts and why we can't get a helicopter, but we have to learn about 1993. We have questions, and we don't know if Simon has answers, but we would like to attempt to get answers from him. So then Lee Gold picks up the phone and is like, oh, Simon. Okay, so he don't work here no more, but sometimes he will freelance and be a spokesperson. But my name is Lee, and I'm the chief of staff. Hello.
Okay, so is Lee just Simon?
That's what it's feeling like. That's what it's giving. We'll see. Because he said, you know, I be seeing Simon in person all the time. Me, Lee. Me and Simon just had coffee. Actually, he walking out the door right now. Simon, can you stop? Oh, no, he ain't hear me. Anyway. Oh, shit.
Simon, we're different people, right? Yeah, okay. You heard him, right? No? Okay.
We're different people, right? Yeah, for sure. See, you heard it. What? So Gold continued to give Insider odd answers, ignore follow-up questions for interviews, and blocked a reporter's number. Soon after receiving a variety of conflicting information, company CEO Rob Wiesenthal reached out to finally acknowledge the persona of Simon McLaurin and tell them that it was fake. So who?
Okay. This fucking picture, dude. Looking at this picture, I already knew. I mean, this, of course, this is a scammer. I love this gangster lean, though.
Now, this is Rob Wiesenthal, right? And he's giving meme face. It's like, we'll post it when we post the episode, but it's giving very much like Black Auntie, like...
Yes. Like
somebody brought their new little girlfriend in and she wears some shorts that are way too short to be at the family reunion.
Literally. And I'm also loving like the Lionel Richie like lean, you know, from all his like his album covers. the lounge lean.
Right. He is giving us a lounge lean. And it's also giving like, this little girl gonna do one more thing before he about to give a Tyler Perry speech like, on this land, like he's very much about to go full auntie, and I love this. So Wiesenthal claims it was a common practice for small companies to use fake personas with the press, as everyone has to wear many hats. So, is that a common practice? Because it feels like then you have a fall guy if y'all fuck up in the press. That's what it's giving.
I mean, I can... Listen.
Like, Simon started making them weird blogs, and they were like, yeah, Simon is dead, actually. He died in a fiery, fiery plane.
And it wasn't a helicopter crash.
It wasn't a helicopter plane. It was like... The plane was on the ground. It just blew up.
It just blowed up right there. I mean, I can see, like, if you're a small company and, like, you know, you want to make it seem like you actually have, like, you know, a structure or a, you know, a team in place. Like, yeah, I can see people playing multiple roles. Because ultimately, all this is just a matter of, like, how you sign your email, right? Like, that's really what it boils down to. So I can see that.
It's like having a fake assistant.
Exactly. Exactly.
So... Wiesenthal's solution to having a small team not trained in speaking to the press was to create a proxy mouthpiece, i.e. Simon McLaurin, through which he could not only represent the company, but publish personal opinions under Simon's blog. So these are Wiesenthal's opinions? These weirdo opinions?
See, this is where Wiesenthal fucked up. You should have just stuck to goddamn business. Okay? No one told you that. No one cared about your opinions. You didn't. You created a whole fucking pen name. Okay? Acting like you're a goddamn author, Judy Blume and shit. You know what I mean? Under a fake pen name. Like, you should have just used it for business, which was what the purpose was, to be a spokesperson for the company. You got messy when you started getting all weird QAnon fucking political up in this bitch.
Right. Well, Wiesenthal said it became a secondary project to keep marketing and creative teams busy during the dark days of COVID. So... Did the marketing team come up with that 1950s helicopter photo? Or...
I think you're a fucking liar.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
which kind of speaks to, like, the rambling energy of his blogs. Mm-hmm. Like, this nigga just saying anything. He just says anything that comes out of his mouth and keeps a straight face.
Just talking to be talking. It's like, what...
You just want to hear your voice, don't you, motherfucker?
Right. This Wiesenthal is one of those people that you could have a conversation with them for hours and then walk away knowing nothing about
having
them.
No idea what you're talking about. Yes. Those people were like, they'll say things and you're just like, I hear the words. I get how they get put together, but they're just not the output is just not the it's input not... I get. The output I'm not, it's not making sense.
I used to know a guy like this. I won't say his name, but I dated him. He was beautiful, but he was insane. And I would have conversations with him, and he'd be talking about businesses he's starting or other shit. And I'd be like, huh? Like, the whole time. He was, like, real fine. So I'd just be like, And then when I would leave, I'd be like, what did we talk about for 3 hours?
Just fucking confused.
What happened?
You and I have a mutual friend. I won't say their name on air. I'll tell you after. That's like this. Like, every time I talk to this person, I'm just like, what are they saying? I don't understand. And I'm a fucking pretty smart bitch. Like,
right. I'm really trying to use all my context clues. I'm getting out my chart. You remember when you was in the writing class in like fifth, sixth grade, and they give you the chart. They be like, who the main characters?
Yep.
What's the beginning, middle, and end of the plot?
Doing a Venn diagram. Trying to make sense of this shit.
Right. God damn. So the persona of Simon McLaurin was apparently entertaining enough exercise to be worth one last bout of drama before his departure. As Blade announced its merger with a special purpose acquisition company in January, it realized there might be more at stake than its faceless spokesperson would be able to handle. Blade staged a dramatic announcement shortly after, stating that Simon would be leaving the company and taking his newsletter with him, in part because he no longer could abide by Blade editing his views.
Oh my God. This has nothing to do with helicopters, Simon. I'm so mad this is even a thing.
It feels like maybe this fake Simon character, which is Wiesenthal, was getting more traction using the name Blade on his random blog posts. Mm. And maybe he got high on people just reading his random shit and they weren't gonna read it if he wasn't attached to this company.
Right. But also, like, why am I reading a blog from this company?
It's giving cookbook. You know how in cookbooks or in recipes, all the chefs be like, so this morning I woke up and the birds were chirping.
Right, right.
I put out a little honey rose water.
And you're just like, shut up. And you scroll down to the actual.
I'm like, bitch, if you don't tell me how to make this meatloaf. And then when the hummingbird sat on my finger, I realized the world is all one. Me and my boyfriend recently split. I'm like, how much tomato sauce? Like,
literally. Yeah,
maybe he was doing that with Blade. Maybe he was like, so yeah, the helicopters and whatnot. First, let's talk about the presidents. Okay, did y'all know that President's Day? I'm like, bitch, where's the helicopter that I ordered?
I bet you companies like Uber and Lyft, they probably do have blogs, but it's like, who's actually reading these blogs?
We probably should be reading their blogs.
I know, right?
Uber's motherfucking ass. They are very sneaky. Remember Prop 22, how they tricked everybody into voting for that shit?
But did they trick everybody? Or did people willingly just walk into the meat grinder?
No, they tricked people. Because when they were trying to get it, to put the kibosh on it, they had it in the app. And I believe it's, is it no on 22 that they wanted or yes on 22? I can't remember. I feel like I was yes on 22.
I don't recall.
And so Prop 22, if you guys don't know, was a prop that was introduced to protect the gig economy, the people who drive for Uber and Lyft, mm-hmm. because when they're treated like independent contractors, they're not afforded any health care. They're not afforded any protection against, you know, liabilities on the job, people injuring them, people assaulting them, people harming their cars or their things. And so basically what this would require is that Uber was going to have to shell out some cash and actually take care of their employees. So yeah. Uber wanted yes on 22 because they wanted people to be defined as independent contractors so that they could waive a ton of liability. And exactly. if you don't know anything about Uber, honey, is that they hate liability. Liability make me sick. Throw up. That's Uber. They don't want no liabilities. Okay.
No.
Even if you use the app, you should know that they have protections to where if something happens to you in the Uber, if you're assaulted, if anything happens, you have to go through private arbitration. Outwardly sue Uber. That's why you don't ever hear about Uber's lawsuits, because you have to go through private arbitration and they just pay people off. And that's the reason why if you get an email, did you get this email, Priscilla, that Uber randomly sent out the other day talking about, if your driver is drunk, you know, call 911, girl.
What? If your driver is drunk, take the wheel. Take the wheel.
Either you or Jesus, because Uber is not liable.
Okay. Wow. It's so that shit is so incredibly fucked up how like this whole like new kind of like economy that's cropped up since the internet, like things like DoorDash and things like Uber and, you know, the gig economy. It's just so fucked up how these companies can get away with so much bullshit because the laws in Washington being made by literal dinosaurs have not caught up to the technology that, you know, these motherfuckers are using to use and abuse us.
And those dinosaurs are getting kickbacks from these companies.
And they're getting kickbacks.
So they're getting theirs. Honestly, I feel like if you're a politician and you get to a certain amount of income, you should automatically not be able to do politics anymore. Because when you start having rich people mentalities, you're not thinking the way that we need you to think in this country. You know, People made fun of AOC for being a waitress. And it's like, bro, we need more waitresses in Congress. They know how much toilet paper costs. They know how much milk costs. Y'all don't. I don't need you oil tycoon motherfuckers involved in government whatsoever. Please leave. I wish there was just like a bank account number that when you get to this point, the government's like, ding, 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 you actually have to leave.
Pack your shit and get out.
Get the fuck out, you rich son of a bitch. We hate you now.
And you know, rich people can be in politics if they're not the only fucking people in politics. Like, We do want a swath that represents the population. And it's
But right now it does not represent the population. All y'all got too much money. Y'all got way too much money to be representing your home states. How you representing Mississippi and you a millionaire? That don't make sense.
Okay.
Right. But my point about the persuasion thing is that when you open the Uber app at the time of voting, if you open Uber Eats, if you open Uber, it will be like, hey, girl, welcome to Uber. We definitely gonna get you a ride or whatever. But also like vote yes on 22, because if you don't, Uber gonna shut down. We gonna have no coins and nobody gonna be able to pick you up. Do you want that? Do you want to have to start drinking and driving again? Because we know you will. So like,
that's a fucking fact.
Do you want a DUI or do you want to vote yes on 22? It was so manipulative. So it's like, people do this kind of shit. So I'm Blade. Oh, Blade. So Blade was like, okay, Simon is leaving. And this is a personal statement from Simon in quotes, because he's leaving. He's leaving. Okay. So Simon says, I'm at the point in my life where I have little interest in Blade or its partners bleaching my prose in an effort to avoid any readers potentially being triggered by my views. Bro, you're just supposed to be talking about the company.
I am so angry with you, Simon. Are you fucking kidding me, Simon? We are a helicopter company. This is not Huffington Post. This is not CNN.
I don't I feel like he thought he was like Rupier. What's her name? This scammer who be stealing all the poems.
I don't know.
Rupi Kaur.
I don't know her.
You've definitely seen her quotes because everybody has her quotes on Instagram. It's like little poems that be like, see with your eye, eat the meat of life. It'd be like some random shit, but it'd be sounding cute.
Yeah.
That's her, but she'd be stealing poems and shit and like seasoning them up and stuff. She's got a little bit of a reputation. But it's getting, that's what he wanted to do. And it's like, we're a helicopter company, bro. What do you mean bleaching prose? You shouldn't be writing prose about a fucking helicopter company. All people want is stats. Like, is the company doing well? We in the red, we in the black. Give me a pie chart. And hey, where can I invest? How the stocks doing? I don't want no prose.
I mean, this guy thought he was going to start his literary career as a secret spokesperson for a helicopter company. I mean, you're doing too much. And then the fact that he's leaving with indignation on top of it, like, fuck y'all. Fuck y'all for disrespecting what the fuck I was trying to do here.
Also, Simon is not real.
Simon, that's not your name. You're not a person.
Weissenthal has done a whole Days of Our Lives exit. Like, Simon's in a coma. Maybe he'll come back to life. We don't know. Like, what? So, okay. I'm still trying to understand what's going on. But, all right. So, despite this being a very public statement, Weissenthal says the drama surrounding Simon's separation was an inside joke amongst the creative team. Yeah, you can't really have inside jokes with like public statements, especially when you're doing a merger. It just feels like not a good time to have inside jokes.
It's like those improv teams that they go out and perform and they're just all laughing themselves, but the audience is like, what's going on here? Like, you guys are just doing inside jokes. Nobody gets it.
Hello. We're here too. We would like to laugh.
Or
no? Okay. So he has not offered any additional explanation to why conflict was manufactured between Simon and the company, nor any explanation for the musings made in the newsletters. I don't understand them. I feel like... I feel like that meme right now from what was that show where, you know, the meme where like all the math comes up and the white lady's like looking at all the math.
I think that show is actually like a French show. I don't think it's a real American show, but yes, with like the Fibonacci spiral.
I'm so confused. I'm sitting here looking like I just need like a chalkboard and to just like try to put all this. I need some red string and a lot of photos of people. I'm really just trying to put this puzzle together. I'm confused. Why would you do this? I don't know. Why would you do this? Maybe he just wanted attention, and then people were like, okay, everybody actually hates Simon. He's a weirdo. And Rob was like, oh, yeah, he sucks. Yeah, fuck him. It's an inside joke. No, I think the company was like, kill off this weird character that is bringing about liability to our company, please.
But also, like, y'all let him go for a while before, you know what I mean? Like, if they hadn't...
Because I'm sure it started normally. He was probably like, I'm going to create a fake alias to do our social media stuff and reach out to people. And then when the alias started getting traction, because the company started getting traction, I feel like that's when he was like, ooh.
See, that's when he cracked his knuckles.
And
we're like, let's get to it, baby. What are my philosophies of the last 40 years?
Right. He was like, people want more Simon. People are loving Simon. Okay, I'm going to give people what they want.
No, people want rides. They want rides. I'm literally still at the airport waiting for my fucking helicopter shuttle.
It's not coming, but do you want to read this weird-ass blog post?
I guess I might as well.
You will learn absolutely nothing afterwards, but if you want to read this weird-ass blog post, please be my guest. Simon's waiting for you. So, guys, with that, on a very confusing note, I feel like Simon scammed us because that whole historic hoodwink, I feel like when I was reading Simon's blog, I'm like, what happened? Why? I have so many questions. Did Lacey and Priscilla even say anything in the past 30 minutes?
We've said nothing.
Nothing.
Just a lot of circles. A lot of roundabouts.
A lot of loop-de-loops.
Lots of what do you call them? Panhandles. You know?
A few whips, a few slides, you know? A
couple U-turns and some K-turns.
Right. To the right, Now dip, now dip, now walk it by yourself, okay?
Yeah, we just, we didn't do much talking about anything of substance, but that's not our fault.
It's not our fault, okay? That's Simon's fault, and also Rob. So, all right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back after some non-scam advertisements.
Robbery!
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Like, personally, I have been on E for like 5 years. I know I was posting the stuff on Instagram late a week or two ago, but y'all, it was because I needed to take a mental health break. I put my phone down. It was very hard to do, but I feel so much better for it, y'all. Okay, so look, it can be easy to ignore our social batteries being on E. I certainly did for 5 years, and we spread ourselves so thin, especially with social gatherings picking up now that it's about to start warming up, you know, skies out, thighs out, but also like, where's your mental health? Where is your brain? Get inside of it. What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. So, you know, you figure out like what type of person you are and how you need to recharge. And that's why BetterHelp can be a great source of therapy. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time if the vibes aren't right for you, at no additional cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/goddess today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/goddess.
Close your eyes. Open your mind. And imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials. Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince, because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black, because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out, but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/goddess.
And fraud!
What was that?
That was like the weirdest shit. Like, what? How do these two go together? Help me, help me understand how they connect.
I have so many questions. But scammer of the week, guys. Let's just... our questions aren't going to get answered. We're just going to lay awake at night thinking about Simon and why he was working at a helicopter company. And also, he's not real. So, guys, scammer of the week. Scammer of the week, guys. You guys know this is where we highlight an honorary charlatan worthy of our praise or not. And we don't know yet, okay?
Ooh.
So let's see. And I had to say that because I started reading and I saw the words NRA. And I was like, wait a minute. So scammer of the week. Former NRA president David Keene was scammed into delivering a graduation speech to a stadium of empty chairs. Ooh, think I like it.
Ooh.
Keene was led to believe that he was addressing the graduating class of James Madison Academy, a school that does not actually exist. In a video recording of the speech, Keene begins by urging students to uphold the Second Amendment before he is interrupted by audio of terrified voices of students trapped in a school during a shooting.
Oh, damn. So this was like a political action done against
this guy. And this is an edited video, not an uncut version of the speech. So we're going to just see a little bit of this video. Okay.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow, that's very deep.
This is a scam that I highly approve of.
Hands down.
It is emotional for sure. This man is trying to defend the Second Amendment rights in front of a bunch of empty chairs, which represent empty chairs for students who were killed by gun violence.
Yeah.
And they're playing 911, real 911 phone calls of people who were involved in school shootings calling for help while this old dinosaur stands up here trying to get you to buy more guns because he likes money. The speech was not actually a rehearsal, as Keane was also led to believe. And the 3,044 empty chairs he was addressing represented the children and teenagers that were shot and killed before they could graduate high school. The event was orchestrated by gun safety organization Change the Ref, founded by the parents of a teenager who was murdered in the Parkland, Florida shooting. Wow. Change the Ref spokesperson said in a press release, ironically, had the men conducted a proper background check on the school, they would have seen that the school is fake.
And I love that. Ironically, because we know that the NRA is opposed to background checks and things like that for people who want to own guns. And, you know, look at them. They don't even do their own fucking background checks.
They were like, the school is fake, but the money's real.
This is a very somber scam, but I fucking appreciate it. I think it's, sometimes it's necessary to, like, put in these motherfuckers' face, like, what the fuck they're doing. And I fucking support it. I'd love to know, and I'm sure this piece of shit doesn't care. So that's really what it boils down to.
Right. I mean, that's the end of the day. Like, it's a beautiful demonstration, but you can't reach people like this.
No, not at all.
They don't care. Like, there's some people who just don't care about humanity. They're like, I get one life. I'm a predator. I'm here to get mines. I don't care who I hurt. I just want to get my things.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's a fact. Like, just because you care or you are impacted or, you know, or you resonate with something emotionally or whatever, doesn't mean that other people are going to be on that same wavelength. And yeah, and I think that speaks to a lot of like why our politics tend to go round and round in circles, because you have one group of people trying to get another group of people to get it. And it's like, it's not that they don't get it. They don't give a fuck.
Right. And that's why we have the same talking points about Black Lives Matter or about, you know, queer people, trans people having rights, is because they know what's right. They just don't want to do the shit. They don't care. We cannot convince people to care. That's why sometimes I be thinking like, damn, we need to get back to like the Marie Antoinette days. If you work in government, you need to just be a little concerned that maybe somebody might chop your head off if you start doing some fuck shit.
Okay.
Like somebody might storm the Bastille. We just need like a guillotine right outside of Congress. Look, I'm not saying that we need to hurt government officials. I'm just saying it just seems like when you're playing with people's livelihood, life is playing with people's livelihood, you are making choices on whether people will live or die every day. And there
should be some
real
consequences. And that's the thing. Like, there should be some, like, look at us now, however many months after January 6th, what's really happened since
January 6th?
Nothing. It's just been swept under the fucking rug that hundreds of people stormed the fucking Capitol and, like, did all kinds of and we're just sweeping that shit on the rug. All the fucked up shit Trump did in office, did in his time in business,
he'll never go to jail. He'll never be punished because he was a U.S. president, and that sets a bad precedent to the world if we admit that we actually let a criminal. Like, Trump was doing all types of crime. Like,
Trump's been doing crime since he came out the fucking womb.
If you want to talk about somebody's crime portfolio really being diversified, Trump's crime portfolio,
diverse.
He got his hands in everything. He said, if there is crime to be done, I will be involved.
Okay. Me.
He framed people for murder. He assaulted people. He stole money, evaded taxes. He had fake charity, a fake college. Like, when I tell you, this man has the most diverse crime portfolio I've ever seen.
He got that DCP, diverse crime portfolio, baby.
Okay, you want to talk about well-rounded when it comes to crime? Nobody is beating Donald J. You know, like, I wish I could talk about it more. If he wasn't so damn evil, I would do more episodes on him because he's got so much crime in his pocket. He is an excellent scammer and a horrible man. But yeah, it's like there's no consequences for this shit because we don't allow for consequences. Like,
Exactly.
And I just think there should be like a little consequence. Like, look, I'm not saying we need to kill a politician. That's terrible. And look, the FBI is like, hello? They're like knocking on my door right now. Like, what
your
did you
FBI
say?
Agent is going off right now.
He literally is. He's like texting the group chat like, oh, we got this bitch now.
Finally. raggedy hoe.
We're waiting on your ass to slip up. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Maybe they get a whooping or something, you know?
Well, you know, did you see? You should
we
know
get to throw a few pebbles at them or something if they fuck up, like something.
You know, in your home state, I'm sure you're probably following how the Democrats left the state so they wouldn't have to vote on the restrictive voting. Did you hear that?
No.
So the Democrat, this is the second time they've done that. But so this time, so they were supposed to have these a vote on like the restrictive voting laws that Republicans in Texas are trying to enact in order to disenfranchise POC, mm-hmm. poor people, etc., mainly Democratic leaning voters. And so the Democrats in the Texas legislature or whatever, they basically like hopped on a plane at the 11th hour and flew to fucking DC in order to not be present for the vote, because you have to have a certain amount of people in order to even hold the vote. And so basically they kidnapped themselves and like and got out of Dodge, so that the end they went to DC in order to like demand that the voting rights bills that are out there are actually passed, because, you know, they're being affected out there. And so anyway, the reason I brought that up is because in Texas, there's a law on the books that you can arrest politicians for not showing up. And so they're basically trying to like enact that, like arresting these motherfuckers.
Yo, Texas got some wild blue laws and shit that are still on the books.
Texas is wild as fuck, dog.
I'm
the more
from
I learn
Texas,
about it, I'm like, wow.
It's a very wild place. You know, we used to be our own country, and and we still pray to our own flag, which is very bizarre. It's very bizarre that we pray to fabric in general. That it's some fabric that a nice little white lady sewed back in the day, and now we all gotta pray to it every day. And we did. I remember coming up at school, we did the Pledge of Allegiance every single day, and then we did Honor the Texas Flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas one and indivisible.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Gang, gang.
And then the Law and Order sound comes in. Kung
kung. Kung kung.
Wow. Yes. That's wild.
When you were in Texas, like, Texas teaches a lot of, like, Texas history, you know, you teach the history of your state, absolutely. But Texas history, I feel like, went on a little too long. We all went to the movies to watch that movie Alamo when it came out. Then we went to the Alamo. And the Alamo really disappoints, sis. I grew up whole life hearing about the Alamo, how I gotta remember it, you know, and you know what happened, and David Crockett and the rest of the girls. And even though we lost that fight, that's the weird thing about the Alamo, is everybody's like, remember the Alamo. I'm like, did we lose that shit? Why? We should probably forget it.
I mean, Southerners and losing battles and never forgetting. But we gotta forget slavery, though. Don't forget that.
Right. We need to forget slavery, but y'all can't forget the Confederate flag. How are we supposed to forget slavery if y'all won't put that flag down?
Okay.
The flag goes hand in hand with the slavery. We all know that, right?
Anybody? No? Okay.
They're like, why can't black people just get over it? And then they're like waving their Confederate flag.
Wearing like OG Confederate uniforms. Like, what are you, what's happening here?
Polishing a statue of Mr. Murderer, their favorite idol.
Goddamn statues. The fact that I'm just like, the fact that people are so up in arms about these fucking statues coming down. Who gives a fuck?
We're on a tangent, but we just wanted to bring some levity. I hope we brought some levity to that very dark scammer of the week. But yeah. We do appreciate Change the Ref coming out and scamming the two A's, because we got to.
Yes.
But guys, that brings us to the end of another episode of Scam Goddess Pod. If you want to snitch on your friends and family, just make sure your scam is retired. ScamGoddessPod@gmail.com. If you want to find me, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey, on all platforms, all episodes of A Black Lace Sketch Show, which is now Emmy nominated. And I'm like, oh my God, am I going to go to the Emmys? I don't know. We'll see. I'm in the cast. We'll see what's good. But I'm very proud of that. So shout out to A Black Lady Sketch Show. Emmy 5 times. 5 Emmy nominations. We'll take it. And then also, episodes of iCarly are streaming right now on Paramount Plus. So guys, get into it. Priscilla, where can you be found?
You know, listen, y'all know where you can find me, but I'm going to tell you again. You can find me at Priscilla Davies Actor on IG, and you can find me at QOT Desert, like Queen of the Desert, on TikTok and Twitter.
That's QOT Desert.
They got it.
Ha ha ha!
All right, congregation. For that shit.
I love doing that. Congregation, stay scheming.
Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Cargbo, engineered by Marina Pais, and researched by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming!
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.